You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are ready to rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thanks to Genesis Communications Network, our show is 3 hours now. For those of you listening in multiple affiliates, we are live on the Pacific Coast, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, or back east, 9 to 12, well, 9 p.m. to midnight, I should say. East Coast, okay. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure I get on my time zone. Central, 8 to 11, Central Time. So this is exciting. I am very, very happy to be a part of the Genesis Communications Network family. Great shows they have. Alex Jones Show, Free Talk Live, Doc Love, so many good shows. And I am just so honored and humbled to be a part of their lineup. For those of you that can't catch me during those times, of course, they're going to be putting a podcast. You could still call our phone line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 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 Doc Dahlia. And we could play your questions on air if you want to hear your voice on the radio. You guys sound good on the radio, you know? I mean, sometimes some of you guys are like, you know, you kind of clear your throat. Try to clear your throat before you, you know, talk to the mouthpiece, because we will play that on air. I love some good phlegm. I think it's fun. But for those of you that do not have me live in one of your cities on an affiliate, we are still streaming live on GCNLive.com, www.GCNLive.com. All right, and we are taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about this nursing strike in California and how there was an error done that actually killed a patient by one of the stand-in nurses. Pretty interesting, okay? There's also a study saying dads are more likely to die of heart disease than men who have never had a kid. Oh, no. Dads aren't going to want to have kids. No. All right. Also, some other really, really cool stuff. Apparently, couples worried about losing erectile dysfunction and sex, sexual abilities after prostate cancer. Apparently they found that actually, counseling helps boost good results. I know people don't like to talk about it, but we need to. So, let's get the lines open right away. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free, or 1-877-362-3254. Okay. So, the error that happened, today was, at Oakland's Alta Bates Summit Medical Center, okay? Apparently, the patient was a 66-year-old. Her name was Judith Ming. I believe she was suffering from ovarian cancer. There was a medication that was supposed to go into, I believe, her G-tube. It was supposed to go into her stomach. And instead, the nurse, which was one of the visiting nurses covering for the strike, injected the medicine into her IV, and it caused her to die. The nurse immediately realized what had happened. She was in a state of shock, and she's all freaking out. The nurse was one of 500 replacement nurses brought in by Sutter Health to staff the Oakland Hospital and two Berkeley campuses when the California Nurses Association called a one-day strike for Thursday. Sutter kept its replacements apparently for 5 days, locking out its regular nurses until Tuesday. So while the strike is going on, and this is going on between Northern and, you know, in Northern and Central California, apparently union employees were among 23,000 nurses who walked off the job to protest possible cuts to benefits and services. Now, this is absolutely horrible, okay? I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I'm a small businesswoman, okay? This is probably the worst recession I have ever seen. As far as I'm concerned, it's a depression. We talk about this on the show a lot. No, I'm not an economist, but the only reason why this isn't a depression is because we have food stamps, we have credit cards, people are still able to live in their homes, you know, before the government kicks them out. And so there's been a lot of people very, very falsely levitating until I think something's going to crash more. So whenever I hear somebody in the healthcare, you know, industry strike because they want more benefits, I get a little nervous because I'm like, look, I you know, if my staff asked me for more benefits, I couldn't do it. This is a recession. All right, now I don't know what the hospital's financial books look like, and I don't care, but, you know, it just, I always thought it was counterintuitive for nurses to just strike, okay? I think those of us, nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. I love nurses, and I think what nurses do is very underpaid and underappreciated, absolutely. Absolutely, they're underpaid and underappreciated. But I think a lot of doctors are too. I think a lot of us in the medical field, physician assistants, I think pharmacists, I think dentists, et cetera, a lot of us are underpaid and underappreciated for what we do. But, all right, as a part of that, we're always supposed to be there. You know, come hook or crook. What is it with the mailmen in sleet, snow, rain? I forget the saying, you know, for mailmen, right? They'll deliver the mail no matter what, sleet, snow, et cetera. I always thought that with medical. You know, even when there's a bad storm system or bad weather, I'm always at my office. Now, you'll have patients cancel and no-show, you know, and they're like, well, I can't believe you're going to charge a no-call, no-show appointment, you know, because there was bad weather. It was raining earlier. It's not raining now, but there was bad weather. But my nurses and me, we battled the bad weather to be there for you. I mean, I thought that was just part of, for me, my Hippocratic Oath, for anybody else going into the healthcare field. So, you know, I always find it a little counterintuitive when I see people in the healthcare industry walk off the job because I thought we had a vested interest in our patients, some of these patients that are there that you're taking care of every time on your night shift. Now, I notice a lot of nurses, they have rotations, so then they get different patients, maybe to avoid certain attachments, I don't know. But I just thought, you know, this is the time where you want to be there. And, you know, I wouldn't expect, in fact, I expect my income to go down. It's going to continue to go down. Nobody pays me more. Insurance companies don't pay me more. They've been paying less and less and less. Medicare is going to pay us less, you know. And I know it's a hard time. I understand if nurses feel underpaid. It's just, I think it's wrong to walk off the job when you have patients that need you. And unfortunately, having a replacement nurse, and I don't know what her credentials were, obviously wasn't good enough because she killed somebody. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dahlia Show, tough. I talk too much, and I talk as much as I like. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, streaming live 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. to 11 Central, 9 to midnight on Eastern Time. Glad that you all could join me on GCNLive.com. All right, we are ready to rock and roll here. One of you wrote, we are also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Gene writes, Doctor, I'm a veteran nurse of 25 years and I would never join a union. What happened was careless and callous. I mean, well, here's my thing. What I want to know is this nurse, I don't understand how the nurse could inject something IV that was supposed to be injected into the stomach. This was a very, very sad case that happened in Northern California. We're talking about today where somebody died while the nurses were on strike. And, I know errors happen. It's just, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It could have happened to any of us. And it might not have had to have been a replacement nurse. You know, it could have been, I've seen nurses make mistakes. I've had, nurses and doctors make a mistake on me, anybody can make a mistake. Unfortunately, this woman died from such a horrible cause. I think things have to be labeled. differently? Maybe, I mean, how do you prevent that? How do you prevent a nurse from drawing something up? Because, they come in vials. When you draw these medications up, they come in vials, and you use a syringe or you use some sort of port and you draw it up, and then you're supposed to either put it in the port of the G-tube or whatever they were injecting, or then you put it into IV. But just scary, scary stuff. Yeah, I told you a nurse, tried to give my son the wrong vaccine, not on purpose. It was by accident. I've just seen so many issues, and it's tough because if you don't know medicine, you could be sitting right next to your loved one, by their bedside, just sitting there while they're doing it. I'd love to hear from you. Have any of you guys experienced a medical mistake? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They talk about in the news, periodically how a hospital will cut off the wrong leg, amputate them. And how could this happen? Or biopsy the wrong breast. Lately what the surgeons are making you do is actually write on your body part. And if they don't, if I were you, I would write. I would write this one and put stars and arrows and everything. Because, yes, medical errors do happen. It's frustrating. No, we don't want to go to robots. Although I think, now, they're using more and more robots in these surgeries, et cetera, but somebody has to design the robot. Somebody has to, tell the robot what to do. Just like LASIK, you have a laser, doing the procedure. It's nice and great, but still, a human needs to input what needs to be there. But, how do you get rid of human error? How do you get rid of human error with these medical issues? I don't know. They want to go to electronic medical records. We talk about electronic medical records a lot on the show. It's nice. We save the trees. It makes sense. If I'm taking care of somebody in California, they end up going to New York, land in an emergency room, my records could communicate with the doctor. That's great. But then in the news, you're hearing about all these little privacy breaks, right? What was it? It was this one hospital. What was it where we talked about a couple weeks ago where the data that had been sent to a collection company was sitting on a different unrelated website for months? It's ridiculous the way things are done. I actually talked about this a couple days ago where I think one of the biggest breaches of privacy to patients happens every day when we send your billing to an insurance company. Your insurance company wants to know what your diagnosis was for them to decide to pay. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the doctor. I did the service, pay. You don't need to know if the patient had hemorrhoids, a rectal abscess, vaginal discharge. It's none of your business. I saw the patient. I did the work. You pay me. And here we are. We're sending codes. Yes, they're codes, but people can memorize codes. Vaginitis 616.11. People memorize codes. People can memorize the HIV code. It's easy. And we're shooting these codes back and forth along the cybersphere. Is that what we call it? Cybersphere? And willy-nilly, hoping to get paid. Then the insurance company says, no, we're not going to get paid. We need the medical records. Fax us the medical records or mail the medical records. So we have to fax or mail the medical records. Patient had vaginitis, had gonorrhea 3 times, cheated on husband, blah, blah. Okay, so then that gets sent, right? Then it gets sent back, or the denial gets sent back saying, now, did she have vaginitis or the condition before 2007 or after 2007? Please send us records before 2007. So then you're trying to find vaginal discharge records from 2007, right? I'm sorry if I'm grossing you out, but this is what we're doing. All right? So somebody's vagina and the discharge is going back and forth over a period of years just to pay the stupid claim where the doctor's only going to be getting reimbursed $32.42. I mean, that is, I think, the biggest breach of privacy. Why don't they tell insurance companies if the doctor does the work, you pay them? If you don't think the doctor did the work, then I don't know, send out, I don't know how do you prove, I mean, if a doctor doesn't do the work, then that's fraud and they should be kicked out and lose their license. But I don't understand why, if I see a visit, it's that imperative that you need to know the exact codes, color, texture. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Another thing that I really get ticked off about with insurance companies, for those who don't know, this is a Dr. Dolly show, I'm sorry if I'm venting, is insurance companies came up with something new. They'll pay you minimally for a procedure, but then they won't pay for the aftercare visits. The aftercare visits, they completely write off. Even if you see the patient for something else, even if you combine and say, look, okay, I'm going to take out your stitches, but while we're doing that, let's go ahead and do the pap smear because you're due for that. They won't pay for that whole follow-up visit because they're saying it was included in, let's say, the $64 we paid you. Right, $64 is all they paid me for an hour of work, but that's what they did, plus a follow-up. So they do that. Why? So the doctor doesn't want to follow up. the doctor doesn't have you do follow-ups. That's ridiculous. Okay? You know, all these rules end up being against the patient. So I don't understand what you guys stand for. I really don't. You know, is Obamacare fixing the problem? No. I don't think Obamacare is fixing the problem. We talk about Obamacare a lot. You know, I mean, Obamacare is trying to fix a decade-old problem with one bill, giving Obama the quan of him having fixed the problem so he gets reelected. And if you look at the bill, it's ridiculous. You know, there is nothing protecting the patient's privacy. There's nothing bringing up dental. You know, I mean, patients, they need dental care. A lot of us, we have gingivitis, we have issues with our gums, and there's nothing in there to help us get dental care. And, you know, we've known that dental disease and gingivitis can lead to heart attack. There's nothing with that. I don't see any plausible reason for employers to hire more people based on this new plan. And it's scary stuff. And I think we're just, we're going to be in for a huge crisis if this doesn't get repealed and then rewritten or refixed. The problem is they never should have written one bill. They should have written multiple separate bills piece by piece. This was ridiculous. And, I'm really, really nervous because the clock is ticking. You know, we were talking about drug shortages, more and more drug shortages, chemotherapy agents on the rise. The economy obviously isn't changing. You know, I mean, everybody I know that owns a business is hiring less people because of the health care. You know, I mean, the cost of health care and their family. You have to pay for the family, too. I mean, well, boy, how's that going to be? Oh, so I'm seeing here you're applying for our job. Yes, yes, I am. So you have a family? Yes, yes, I do. How many kids do you have? I have 5 kids. Next. You know, single people are going to get hired. That's what's going to happen. So it's, I don't know. I don't know. I hate watching and waiting. I can't stand that. And I also hate waiting and hoping Obamacare gets repealed, because the problem we're going to have is still this healthcare mess. Because remember also, we promised something. We promised something to millions of people that they're going to have healthcare. We got to make good on it. We got to figure out how to do that. And we aren't going to be able to do it unless healthy, wealthier people pay into the system. And we're going towards socialism. We are. It's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. They really shouldn't have made promises in this presidency. But of course, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing, because if the pendulum swung and Republicans get back into office in 2012, Republicans are going to be stuck with this mess. And if they don't fix it, and how can you fix it? You know, okay, fine, repealing Obamacare is nice, but then what's going to happen is by 2016, all the Americans who wanted free health care under Obama are going to be mad and then vote another Democrat in, maybe this time Hillary Clinton. So, you know, we better get our acts together, and we better figure out what we need to do. We better come up with ideas. I think the people that should be deciding health care shouldn't be Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Service Secretary that's had no medical experience at all, and her committees that she has. I think the people that should be on the board, we should have a pharmacist, we should have a dentist, we should have a pediatrician, we should have doctors, we should have nurses, we should have physical therapists, we should have chiropractors, we should have anybody, pharmacists if I haven't said, anybody, nurse practitioners, PAs, that handles patient care, that knows exactly what's going on, right? That knows the inner workings with Medicare. You know Berwick? Was it Donald Berwick? The one that heads Medicare? He's a pediatrician. He's never taken care of a Medicare patient, as far as I know, in his practice. He's a pediatrician, and he's running Medicare. All right, we need to get the right minds together. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Dads living longer than non-dads. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. 877-457-9009 or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are rocking and booging. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your calls, medical questions, comments, critiques. Ooh, better not be critiquing me. All right, you got to critique. Of course, our website is drdahlia.com. You know we are going to Alaska. Every year, I gotta talk about this real quick because it's so pretty. We go to Alaska every year. We have the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. We got lectures. We got prizes. We got goodies. So much fun. We're gonna be leaving next June, leaving out of Seattle, going just, oh my God, Victoria, Puget Sound, Ketchikan, all the beautiful cities up there. Beautiful, beautiful trip. Good group rate. They throw in a lot of parties and goodies for us whenever it's a group. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, to check that out, to see if you could join us next year and book your cabin. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, so dads are less likely to die of heart problems than men who have never had kids. This is interesting, okay? Now, I might have in the beginning might have misread this, but if you have kids, you are less likely to die of heart disease than a man who has never had kids. Now, even though there has been recent studies between testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and infertility, the more kids you have, the less risk of prostate cancer, testicular cancer. Same thing with breast cancer. However, they found that with men, heart disease or stroke now is on the list of things being less if men had children. It was very interesting. All right, lead author Dr. Michael Eisenberg, an assistant professor at Stanford University, is a urologist, and he said, let me see, I don't want to really quote him. Urologists usually aren't that fun to quote. I mean, sometimes they're my urologist friends. They are. Let me see, what does it say? How many people, how much of a drop? 17%. Okay. In a paper posted online in Human Reproduction, well, that's a good paper to have, the authors report that after accounting for, you know, demographic factors, et cetera, diabetes, whatever, they say childless men, so men without children were 17% more to die from a heart attack than men who were fathers. Now, you know, that's interesting. Why? I mean, do kids really, you know, cause longevity in our lives? I mean, I love my kids. No secret, they're pains in the tushy. You know, they do. They do make us yell. They do make us scream. They do make our blood pressure go up. They do make us pull our hair out. You know, but I mean, they're kids and, you know, they're pains in the tushy and that's just par for the course. But do dads live longer from heart disease? I mean, I don't know. I mean, my dad had, 4 children, still died of a heart attack. Well, I guess, I don't know, guys, if you haven't had a kid and you want to protect yourself from heart disease, I guess go and try to have a baby. I don't know. I don't know. And see, they didn't explain whether it was married or unmarried. I don't think that made a difference. But remember, we've talked about this on the show. Married men live longer than unmarried men. I don't know why. I don't know why, but they do. They do. So wives must be doing something. Okay, now, this is an interesting study for those of you dealing with prostate cancer. One of the big issues with prostate cancer is the erectile dysfunction and the loss of erections and the inability to start an erection or maintain an erection. Well, apparently they found that sex therapy actually helped multiple couples increase their ability to have an erection by 36 to 44%. They said people before the therapy, 12 to 15% of men said they were able to get an erection. Of the group of about 186 couples who are affected with prostate cancer, only 12%. After sex therapy, it increased to 36 to 44%. Now, what do they do in sex therapy? Well, it depends on the sex therapist. I mean, I'm no Dr. Ruth, but I know in sex therapy, they teach you a lot of different things, and they're very, very open. I mean, there's no topic untouched. I mean, they'll talk about AIDS, marital AIDS. They'll talk about pornography. They'll talk about different ways to stimulate each other. And since I'm not Dr. Ruth, I don't have to go into it. Damn, we go into enough sex stuff. I don't know if any kids are listening to us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, tell us, if you guys have had prostate cancer or prostate issues, what helped boost your erectile issues? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I know a lot of people, they have to turn to the Viagras, Levitras, Cialis medications to help maintain. It's one thing to start an erection, but to maintain the erection, you need that blood flow. And we've talked about erections a lot on this show. All right. Stay at attention here. We've talked about erections a lot on the show because people that have less erections and difficulty with their erections, it could be a blood flow issue if they have diabetes, if they have high blood pressure, notwithstanding prostate issues. And so if somebody has already microvascular disease at that level, I'm not trying to insult anybody with micro, but technically those are microvascules as opposed to macrovascular, like your carotids. We assume there could be an issue with your heart. There could be an issue with your carotids. You could be at risk for heart disease and stroke. So any of you listening that have erectile dysfunction, you have to go to the doctor and tell them to check your heart. That's just what you do. All right, but, you know, sex therapy is fascinating. I think it's underused. And I think it's because there's not a lot of people out there that do sex therapy. Sex therapy is so important because we all, you know, have noticed women's sex drive falls, right? There's always jokes in the movies and TV. Women don't want to have sex with their men. You know, I have some patients where the women are actually more sexual than their male counterpart. But for the most part, women's sex drive drops. And I've talked about this multiple times on the show. I think it's the Darwinian theory, all right? Women, once they're in their mid to late 30s, you already start having issues with birth defects. So it's not in nature's best interest for a woman to get pregnant when she's in her mid to late 30s. Remember, we were designed to get pregnant when we were 13, 14. So our sex drive is actually higher then. Now people go, well, Daya, Dr. Daya, what about the sexual peak? Well, what about sexual peak? A woman's sexual peak is in her 30s. Let me explain that for those of you that hadn't listened to my show when I talked about this earlier. The sexual peak for men, yes, is when they're in their teens and in their 20s. All right. They say the sexual peak for women is in their 30s. What they mean about that is it's not the sex drive. A woman's sex drive is not her highest in her 30s. A woman's sex drive is higher when she's younger. The reason why they say a woman has reached her sexual peak is by that time she knows exactly what she needs to climax. Remember, a lot of young girls have no idea about their body parts, and I can't mention the body parts on you know, the show, but as Jerry Seinfeld said in his show, it rhymes with Dolores, okay? That's a very important part that needs to be stimulated during sex, and most girls don't know about that part. They don't know about it. And most guys at that age don't know either. So usually by the time a woman's in her 30s, she knows exactly what she wants, how she wants to have it, and that's why they say that's when her sexual peak is. But to me, that has nothing to do with drive, because I have women in my office all the time saying they don't want to have sex with their husband. Or I have the husband saying, what do? My wife doesn't want to have sex with me. Now, there's no medication for it. Right? So we say sex therapist. Well, there's no sex therapist in town. There's no sex therapist in my area. Oh, I can't do that. I'm a Christian. No, you know, remember, sex is still a very, very important part of our well-being. And the Bible does allow sex, of course, with your spouse, you know, and sometimes not during your period or during times of being sick or et cetera. But sex is okay. And going to a doctor for sex, okay, learning how to do certain things that you feel religiously and spiritually okay to do is fine. You're not sinning. Okay? All right? I think what's a bigger sin is one of the spouses, you know, not wanting to stay in the monogamous relationship when they are getting sex and, you know, going off and having an extramarital affair. That's a sin. So we want to make sure everybody's kind of happy in the marriage. I don't want anybody having sex that doesn't feel like having sex. I mean, you shouldn't. If you don't want to have sex, that's horrible to have sex with your spouse because you don't want to feel like it's forced. You shouldn't be doing anything you aren't. But wouldn't you want to just try and learn? Wouldn't you want to just try and learn what, you know, what could be going on and why you have the loss of sex drive? So anyway, it's, I think it's very, very good to have. Now, you know, a lot of women say, you know, look, I hate to say this, but it's not my husband. You know, I could have an increase in sex drive, but not with my husband. All right. That's something very important for the doctor and the patient to hash out. All right, because when a woman comes in saying, I have a loss of sex drive, immediately the doctor's like, all right, well, we got to do this test, we got to do this test, we got to do a gyne exam, so they go biologically. But one very easy way to tell, even though I still think a good gynecological exam is important, but, you know, an easy way to tell is go, okay, so, you know, do you ever think about your husband, fantasize about him, and does that, you know, get you in the mood? And if they say, no, fine. Well, do you think about Brad Pitt, Viggo Mortensen, Hugh Jackman? Yes. All right, then it's psychological, it's not biological. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Again, thank you for Genesis Communications Network putting the Dr. Dahlia Show on their network. We are live on their website worldwide at gcnlive.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could send me an email at drdahlia.com, which is my website. Jeff writes, Dr. Dahlia, I think my wife is cheating on me with somebody at work. She works late, and recently she saw her gynecologist. Uh-oh. I don't know how to ask her or bring up the subject. Any suggestions? Oh, you have to bring it. You've got to bring the subject up. This is tough. This is tough because when most people find out their spouse has cheated, I always ask them, okay, well, how did you do it? You know, I talk to my patients all the time because they come in for STD tests, and I'm like, you know, how did you do it? Did they tell you? Did they say, I'm leaving? Sometimes it happens that way, which is horrible, you know, just completely floored. But, you know, a lot of them, gosh, they hire a private detective, or, you know, they look at the cell phone calls, or they, you know, I don't know, smell soap, like the spouse, you know, has, you know, runs in and, you know, takes a shower right away. You know, it's funny because I had a few patients who cheated, or who had been cheated on, you know, in a very short period of time in my practice 1 year. And that was the time that my husband was building our home. And every time I wanted to get a hold of him, he said, I'm at Home Depot. You know, and so, you know, finally we were making a joke in the office that Home Depot must be his mistress, you know, but I mean, I was like, where are you? I'm at Home Depot. So look, we all will get paranoid. Okay. What you don't want to do is lose the marriage for falsely accusing your spouse when they did it. Okay. You know, I mean, if there aren't any telltale signs, I don't want you snooping yet. If there aren't any telltale signs, you need to sit down and go, you know, look. All right, you know, I know you went to the doctor. What happened? Are you okay? Oh, it was nothing. You know, all right, you know, well, I noticed you're working late. And oh, yeah, after work, you know. And then, you know, you could say, you know, look, I don't want to be paranoid, but, you know, this is something that's come to my mind, and I'd like you to be honest with me. And, oh, no, they denied it. All right, fine. You know, but then, you know, watch their behavior. And it's tough because if you think they're cheating on you, your health comes first and your family's health comes first, okay? And your wife's sleeping with somebody, if that's what's going on, and she gets a disease, she comes and gives it back to you. You can't kit and glove or tiptoe around a subject if you really think what's going on. My recommendation would be go into counseling. Sometimes in a counseling session, they make it easier for people to talk. Now, if, you know, in some cases, let's say she is cheating, and sometimes the counselor will come up with a forum, I'm going back to my psychology days, where they make it okay for everything to get out on the table. You know, there won't be any repercussions from this conversation, no repercussions, but, you know, have you been attracted to somebody? Is there somebody you're attracted to? You know, and sometimes the counselor will be able to work piece by piece. I never like the idea. I've never told any patients to go and get a private detective. I think that would be horrifying, especially if your wife is innocent. But, you know, I mean, you know, dropping by to bring her dinner at work isn't, I mean, that's not snooping around. You know, I mean, if she's working late, you know, she's at the office, you know, you could drop by. Now, some spouses, they don't like surprises. You know, what would I do? I am very upfront. And I don't really beat around the bush. Okay, I would be, all right, what's going on? You're out every night. I'm going to go over there, or I'll just go and I'll just show up. And if he's not there, I'm going to call him on it. And I'm going to say, you're not sleeping with me until you get your STDs checked. And we're going to a counselor. And probably if I was cheated on, I'd probably get divorced. I mean, I as far as I'm concerned, marriage is in sickness and in health till death do you part. Okay. I love my husband to death. He loves me. I don't think I'd ever cheat. I never cheat on him. We love each other. But if you're with somebody who you don't think is going to be there with you in sickness and in health till death do you part, and you think they're going to chase a skirt or a suit, all right, you need to start thinking. I don't like divorce. I know it's against a lot of our religions, and I would never, you know, say go and get a divorce, but I think at least getting therapy and having honesty brought up in the relationship is paramount, because you cannot have somebody else into your marriage. There can't be a third person in your marriage. They can't. It will never work out. And I think it's dangerous for the kids. I think it's dangerous for you. Now, a lot of people, they don't get divorced. I mean, I it's amazing. I have parents and patients and, you know, listeners even tell me, even if my spouse was cheating, I wouldn't divorce. And I'm like, well, why not? You know, why? I mean, they're sleeping with you. They've already, you know, checked out of the marriage. They could give you illnesses and diseases. Why would you do that? They go, because I don't want them remarrying and bringing a new mommy to my kids. And that's a tough one. I mean, my jaw dropped when I first heard of that rationale. You know, it's interesting when you hear some people's rationales. They don't want a new daddy coming in and possibly disciplining the kids. That's a tough one. But listen, you can't live a marriage of lies. You can't. You know, life is too short. And, again, you still need to protect the kids. I mean, listen, the your wife's boyfriend could come to the house when you're gone. You know, you need to nip this in the bud. If you think the kids are at all in any danger, you need to get them out of that situation. You have to. All right. Great question. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Great question. Keep the emails coming at drdahlia.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H.com. So this was interesting in the news today. They say if you want to get fit, get a dog. All right. I can vouch for that because my dogs, when they go poo-poo house, we are cleaning up the poop. We're stooping and bending. We burn a lot of calories. But they say getting a dog makes owners walk more, walk faster, be active. Most doctors, they say they say 66% of dog owners take their dogs out every day or every week for walks. And, you know, that's going to increase your activity. I think having a dog is very important. You play with them. You roll around with them. You clean up their poo-poo. You have to feed them. You jump. You wrestle with them. Absolutely. But you see, what I like about an article like this is we always tell people you got to exercise. You got to diet and exercise, diet and exercise. And we keep saying that over and over and over again. But a lot of people don't realize that exercise could be fun. Walking your dog for an hour, running with them on the beach, playing with a ball, that could be as much exercise as a workout. And for those of you that don't like to work out, you could get a lot done in a one-hour period with your dog. Plus, you're making the dog feel good. So for those of you that are like, I hate working out, I hate going to the gym, that's something you could do. You know, we've talked about on the show a lot different ways you could exercise and, you know, ways you can make it fun. I mean, you know, vacuuming, you could be exercising. Gardening, you're exercising. When you do laundry, fold one piece at a time and put it away. You know, so back and forth between that and the closet, very easy. You know, do some hula hooping. Take a broom. That was one of the exercises my dad did in the Army. You put a broom behind your neck, put your arms around it, and then you twist side to side. I forget what it's called. You know, things like that. Belly dancing. Put some music on and dance to it. Nobody's watching. Close the windows. You may dance funny. I dance funny all the time. People in the studio look at me as I dance to the bumper music. It's just something I like to do. And you exercise. But, you know, staying fit is important. This whole exercise thing isn't going to go away, guys. All right, when we say diet and exercise, we are talking about an hour of exercise a day for maintenance. Okay, you guys need to be working out or doing some sort of exercise an hour a day. But doctor, I walk at work all day long. I walk at work all day long. That's enough exercise. Yes, that is very good. That does keep you active. That's great. But a lot of you are still gaining weight as you age, even though you do a lot of work, walking at work. The reason why is your body gets used to it. You know, one of the reasons why a lot of us athletes gain weight is because our bodies were so used to the high impact and the heavy duty, type of workouts that we did that once it slowed down, our body compensated and we gained weight. And, you know, you almost wonder, should we never have exercised to that point so we don't get fat? But listen, an hour a day, people. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. If we're not live, when you're listening to us, call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we'll play your question on air and answer it on air. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you again, Genesis Communications Network. I'm glad to be here. Bye-bye.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.